Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
Disc golf is sort of like regular golf, except that in disc golf there are no clubs and no balls. And there's a basket instead of a hole, and the top pros in disc golf make less than the guys who work the parking lots at the U.S. Open and the Masters, and the men and women sometimes play together, and they don't cut the grass on the course. But except for that, they're pretty much the same, and that's not the only thing Only a Game's Karen Given learned when she recently attended a disc golf tournament.
Ladies, you will be filmed, and we do have live scoring. If anybody gets in your way, please ask them to move. First up, Paige Pierce.
Paige Pierce, a 19-year-old from Plano, Texas, works through a few tentative practice motions before attempting to throw an 8.5-inch plastic disc over a pond, down a path, and into a metal basket hidden in the woods 805 feet away. Luckily, tournament director Steve Dodge says Paige doesn't have to do it all at once.
It's 455 to clear the pond. If you don't have that, and most of the ladies don't have that, if you don't have that, you bail off left or short, and then you punch it over. You don't want to get in the Christmas trees, you have a bad lie, and then you want to punch it into the woods and try to make your putt.
The Vibram Open is played on the Maple Hill Disc Golf Course in Leicester, Massachusetts. From Thanksgiving to Christmas, this place is a full-time, cut-your-own Christmas tree farm. But one weekend every August, this course hosts the best in the sport. With a $50,000 purse, everyone who makes the cut for the Vibram Open gets paid. With their opening drives out of the way, Paige and her playing partners head out in search of the discs they've just thrown, followed closely by a makeshift camera crew, a couple of fans, and caddies. Yes, there are disc golf caddies, carrying bags filled with as many as 40 brightly colored discs. Drivers are designed for distance and putters for accuracy. Some are even made to bend to the left or to the right. And Steve Dodge says just having one of each type isn't enough.
Hitting a golf ball into the water, you lose a golf ball. Throwing a disc into the water, you lose your driver. You just took your one wood and smashed it over your knee. You're done. So they have a couple of them.
Most disc golf bios list the year a competitor picked up the sport. But for 24-year-old Val Jenkins, that question isn't easily answered.
Well, pretty much since I, was born, my parents have been playing, so I've known the sport all my life.
Val is a 3-time world champion. Her brother Avery joined her on the winner's podium in 2009, and her boyfriend Nate Doss won in 2005 and 2007. No one's getting rich, but they're all full-time professional disc golf players.
We're traveling around in an RV right now. It's tough sometimes, it's like anything. You can get burned out, but, we just play weekend by weekend, and, it's on to the next one. If you don't do well that weekend, you got the next one to redeem yourself.
Val says there's not much time for practice while on the road. She plays every weekend and needs time to give her body a chance to heal in between. But when Cam Todd first came to the sport, all he did was play and practice for 4 years until he became world champion in 2001.
I think the first year and a half or 2 years that I played probably 3 rounds a day and did a 5-hour putting session every day for at least 5 days a week.
Cam recently took a few years off and now finds himself struggling to get back to where he once was. But even if he never wins another world championship, Cam says disc golf will always be a big part of his life, and he doesn't mind explaining what he does.
Most people think we're professional disc goers, and I explain, no, we don't dance for a living, we throw frisbees. Most people understand it as frisbee golf, but it is disc golf. It's more compact discs made for the sport, but yeah, you have to explain yourself quite a bit.
Our 12:30 card, Nico LoCastro, Matt Oram, Dave Feldberg, Steve Brinster. We are live on the tee. Good luck, gentlemen.
The top men line up on the tee for their opening drives. Nico LoCastro does not get the foursome off to a good start.
Wow.
Nico's first drive falls short, bouncing off some rocks and into the pond. He's lost his driver and takes a penalty, costing him 3 throws to get to the spot his competitors reach in one. A crowd of at least 50 joins him in the walk down to the drop point. Nico settles for a 5 on the par 4. Steve Brinster looks like he might be in trouble too, until he manages a long putt with a strange between-the-knees motion, kind of like a basketball player taking a granny shot. Disc golf has all the trappings of regular golf. Even out in the woods, there's never a lack of beer. The gallery celebrates with polite golf claps, and there's even a hushed voice commentator, Terry Miller from Wisconsin, updating online viewers of the progress.
And after a slight roll, it looks like Matty O is underneath the basket, throwing the same shot he threw yesterday with a forehand.
It'll take the men 4 hours to make their way around the course. Back at hole 18, Mariel Maller has already come in from her round. She's looking at an 11th place finish and a check for $263. Not bad for a part-time disc golfer.
I work at L.L. Bean, actually, so I have another job. I wish I didn't. There's plenty of people out here that play for a living, but I'm not one of them. But I'm still a pro.
Mariel lives in Maine, so by this tournament standards, she's a local. But that doesn't give her any advantage when it comes to Maple Hill's most stressful hole, the 18th.
It is a long par 4 where you have to hit an island green at the end, and I actually tried to go for it and didn't get in, but the other two in my group did, so it was good. It's one of the hardest holes in New England, I'd say. It's one of those you think about the week before you come to the tournament. You're thinking about that hole.
Sadly, the island green on the 18th hole is neither an island nor is it green. Its approach covered with dirt brown wood chips. But the hole is challenging. The boundaries of the virtual island have been delineated with yellow rope. If your disc lands outside the rope, it's out of bounds.
Come on, get in!
The island green is just one of the aspects of Maple Hill that make it a challenge, even to the best players, like 5-time women's world champion Elaine King. When she's not playing disc golf, Elaine is a quality director for a pharmaceutical company in Toronto. And she says her coworkers are supportive.
Absolutely. Many, many people have heard of disc golf or frisbee golf or frolf. It's been shown on an episode of Seinfeld. There's a lot of radio and TV play, especially in local channels. Every now and then you get a clip on the Golf Network, etc. The growth of the sport, I believe, is about 15% per year. So when you consider, 25 years of that, it's grown astronomically.
But even astronomical growth isn't enough to satisfy Erin Tivnan. Erin's been playing disc golf for 10 years, but she didn't even know about leagues and tournaments until just 2 years ago. Now she's telling anyone who'll listen that this sport belongs on TV.
People watch regular golf, and I feel that's very boring, so I hope the sport blows up soon. We keep thinking it's going to. So I think it'll take just one person seeing some amazing shots that some of these pros do, and I hope the world will come and watch it along with us. Join the ride. It's fun.
Before long, the top men's card emerges from the woods. Nico LoCastro has recovered from his disastrous first drive and shares the lead with fellow pro Matt Oram, who lands out of bounds on the 18th hole. Nico's drive finds safety on the island green, and from there it's just a short putt to the Vibram Open Championship and a check for $3,000.
Yes!
The Pro Tour is over for the year, but disc golf's elite will meet soon for the U.S. Championships. The women play in Jacksonville, North Carolina in 2 weeks, and the men will meet in Rock Hill, South Carolina during the second week in October. For Only a Game, I'm Karen Given.
Karen Given's story about disc golf will be featured on this week's program. We'll also have a story about how one Major League Baseball team has been trying to help veterans cope with post-traumatic stress. We'll update the action from the U.S. Open tennis tournament and provide U.S. fans with a reason to hope for improvement thanks to the efforts of two of the three McEnroe brothers. Jim Gurant, the author of The Lost Dogs, will discuss what's happened to the dogs that survived Michael Vick's dogfighting operation, and ESPN's Tim Kirchin will be on hand to tell me that the Yankees are still the Yankees, just in case I forget that between now and tomorrow. So join us, and remember, you can always listen to the program at onlyagame.org.